Scapegoated for a lot of issues that we face in the country. Joining us on the line is Richard Eiberg, a founder of the immigration consultancy firm, Eiberg Immigration Consultancy. Richard, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi, good morning. You're more than welcome. Thank you.
Do we have a problem of illegal immigration in South Africa, Richard?
Yeah, we've got a massive problem with illegal immigration in South Africa. That's been going on for decades now. It really reached prevalent levels from about the mid-90s into the 2000s. But we do definitely have a very serious problem with illegal immigration into the country.
Now, we know, of course, within the context of immigration, in particular into South Africa, there is a variety of different forms of immigration, be that, asylum seekers coming in, refugees, and other forms of immigration, including a special permit for Zimbabweans. Speak to us about some of that and how broad some of these categories are.
All right. Yeah, look, I mean, so when you look at the asylum system, I think South Africa's got one of the most liberal asylum seeker systems within the world, to be honest with you. Obviously we do have commitments in terms of international law as far as asylum seekers and refugees are concerned. But the South African system is actually very, very liberal. And I know that the Department of Home Affairs are taking measures as well to relook at the legislation that is currently in place. The challenge that we have with asylum seekers is that you would find the majority of asylum seekers or individuals seeking asylum in South Africa are not bona fide asylum seekers. We call them economic refugees. So basically it's individuals that are utilizing the very liberal asylum seeker laws and refugee laws in South Africa to gain access into the country, because it becomes a very easy step in basically gaining documentation in South Africa. And I work for the Department of Home Affairs in the immigration sector for over 25 years, and I know that is something that was always on the agenda as well, that we had discussions on in meetings and things like that. But you find that there's a lot of abuse within the South African asylum seeker system, and you would find that that is why genuine refugees and genuine asylum seekers are finding it difficult to actually get status within the country, whereas the system is overflooded and by individuals that are not genuine asylum seekers, not bona fide asylum seekers, refugees, but rather seeking economic migration into the country.
We've spoken also about the issue of migrants particularly being scapegoated at times for some of the challenges that we experience, be that, and these are some of the themes that we often hear, Richard. Migrants are the ones that are responsible for the illegal drug trade in South Africa. Foreigners are responsible for the violence that we see in the country. Foreigners are responsible for, or that they don't pay tax when they come here and they open up businesses, etc. Is it as simple as that, or are there some complexities in this conversation that are often missing?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a very sensitive subject that to talk about. To be honest with you, so I'll try and select my words quite carefully. Obviously, there is definitely. Look, I mean, the migrants that are coming into the country are not always the best of the nationalities, the best of their countrymen and women that are coming into the country. I know, like, for instance, there's a perception in South Africa that all Nigerians are drug dealers and things like that, and also individuals from other countries. However, that's not necessarily always the case, but it is a reality that that there are these elements from other countries that are coming into the country that are not necessarily, the best of their citizenry, that are gaining entry into the country and partaking in illegal activities within South Africa as well. And I guess that gives all migrants a bad name, where it's not necessarily all migrants that are performing or conducting these illegal activities. But there is definitely that element that is there, which I don't think anyone can really dispute or argue against.
From a law enforcement and a from an immigration management perspective, you mentioned, of course, your experience at Home Affairs as well. Is enough being done to, firstly, from a legal perspective, if our laws relevant to the challenges that we experience, and is enough being done to manage not only the borders, but the flow of migrants coming into the country?
Yeah. Well, funny enough, I mean, my time at Home Affairs, I specifically worked at the borders for almost all the 25 years that I worked for Home Affairs. I think the legislation is there, it's good. So, you know, the Immigration Act and the regulations, obviously, you know, they're there, it's there to manage, you know, who gains entry into the country, how they gain entry into the country, where they gain entry into the country, et cetera, and what happens when an illegal foreigner finds himself in South Africa and what should be done. But if you look at the staff constraints that the Department of Home Affairs has, and obviously now, you know, there's a branch now, the Border Management Authority or agency that is now being created to try and make, you know, immigration control in South Africa more effective. But, you know, we always had a staffing issue at the Department of Home Affairs, and which is now being carried on through to the BMA as well. You know, I think at one stage when I resigned from Home Affairs in 2018, the whole before the BMA was instituted, we had a total staff complement of around 10,000-11,000 Home Affairs officials for the whole country. Now, that included your immigration section as well as individuals working in civic services and other areas of the Department of Home Affairs, which was absolutely ludicrous, because if you look at other enforcement agencies like the SAPS, I mean, you're looking at a couple of 100,000 people that are working for the SAPS. Mm-hmm. So I think at that stage, our immigration component was only 2,000 people throughout the whole country. So I think that's the biggest concern that we had. You know, I really think that Treasury and Parliament needs to look at that and beefing up the staff infrastructures, more specifically around our ports of entry.
Yeah. Very quickly before we wrap up, I've got less than a minute, Richard, but often, as we mentioned, some of the notions and the accusations that are made that foreigners do not pay tax, that they are in higher rates than South Africans responsible for violent crimes and the drug trade in South Africa, etc. Do the statistics bear some of those accusations out?
So it's very difficult to look at statistics here. I mean, I don't even think we have a correct number of how many illegal immigrants are in the country. Yeah. I know some estimate around 8 million people in the country that are illegal. And sometimes, you know, you can actually say that that's quite a conservative estimation. Mm. And the thing, the concerning part with illegal immigration is obviously, you know, because of the fact that they're undocumented, you know, individuals that are undocumented illegals that commit crimes, it's much more difficult to identify and trace the individuals that commit these crimes as well. So as far as statistics are concerned, I don't think that there's any valid or legal statistical outcomes that have been established that determine exactly you know how many illegal immigrants commit crimes in South Africa. I think crime in general in South Africa throughout communities, whether illegal foreigners committing them or South Africans committing them, is quite prevalent, and that's something that the SAPS and security clusters need to work on. but definitely from a illegal immigration perspective, I do believe that there is a high prevalence. But what those actual statistics are, I don't think anyone has got any actual accurate figures on that.